The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October is a timely, downloadable resource designed for Bible classes. It's titled Called to Vote, A Christian's Approach to Elections. Called to Vote is written by Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Ken Cherb. You can find out more and download Called to Vote on every page of our website, issuesetc.org. Called to Vote, A Christian's Approach to Elections, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four sound bites to play for you. And after we've played them, it's all up to you. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Sending us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc. And you can vote in advance at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You'll win the LPR bundle package if you have the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one comes from the presidential candidates. Here is a little bit from their recent debate on partial birth abortion.
Mr. Trump, your reaction, and particularly on this issue of late-term partial birth abortion.
Well, I think it's terrible. If you go with what Hillary is saying, in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay, and Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me. Because based on what she's saying and based on where she's going and where she's been, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb in the ninth month on the final day. And that's not acceptable.
Well, that is not what happens in these cases. And using that kind of scare rhetoric is just terribly unfortunate. You should meet with some of the women that I've met with, women I've known over the course of my life. This is one of the worst possible choices that any woman and her family has to make. And I do not believe the government should be making it. The government has no business in the decisions that women make, and I will stand up for that right.
But just briefly, I want to move on
and
to another
honestly,
segment.
Nobody has business doing what I just said, doing that, as late as 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 days prior to birth. Nobody has that.
That's soundbite number one, the presidential candidates on partial birth abortion. You can vote for this one for any reason you like, you dislike, you want to hear it, never want to hear it again. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two, Dr. Anthony Esselin, on that term, transgender woman.
It breeds all kinds of confusion, and then they refer to him as she. What you've got there is a man pretending to be a woman, right? That's a transgender woman, a man pretending to be a woman, a man who thinks that he's really a woman inside. I don't even know what that can possibly mean, right? What is the man saying when he says, I am a woman in a man's body? What does that even mean? Does he mean that he thinks he has the feelings that are appropriate to someone who has a female body? But if he says that, how the heck can he know that? Because he's never had a female body. He imagines a certain set of feelings that he may associate with people who have female bodies, but it's a complete disconnect. He has never had that body. He's only guessing. He's playing a game of make-believe.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Anthony Esselin, on the term transgender woman. If you'd like to vote for it, 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three, Dr. Thomas Korchak. We were talking about the Education 101 classroom. Are all educational theories neutral?
That type of thinking is actually really quite new. If you go back prior to the 20th century, if you go back for 2,000 years of educational thought when the church has been involved, they've never looked at any educational theory as being theologically neutral. Education and pedagogy is there to prepare the mind to receive a particular way of thinking and a particular theology. And so It's only when you get to the last part of the 19th century and into the 20th century that those who wish to divorce the church from education and those who wish to divorce theology from pedagogy and from education started to say, well, this is all very neutral. It has no impact whatsoever on what a person believes, because what we have has been proven scientifically. And this really grows out of the whole thrust of the late 19th and 20th century of modernity, and that everything could be proven by science and by research.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Thomas Korchak. Are educational theories neutral? 1-877-623-6943 is a great way to call and vote for that soundbite. Talkback at issuesetc.org is our email address, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here is soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton talking about the church's sacred space versus the world's safe space.
Oh, the world's safe spaces. Oh, protect me so I don't hear something that offends me. And so, you know, you rush to this place where the lies can just be continually told to you. The church is, it's not a safe space. It's not safe at all. It's so much better. I always think of the way that Willoughby put it for the Southeastern District years and years ago. I've told you this story 100 times, but I mean, he says, I love your Lutheran theology of baptism, man. A visitor darkens the door of your church. You grab a hold of him and you say, oh man, that life you're living right now, it's not worth living. You come down here to the font. We're going to kill you and we're going to give you a brand new life, and that life will be worth the living. So this better than being safe is being holy, and the holy space is holy because this is where the Holy Spirit is at work to sanctify us by giving us faith in Christ and giving us a participation in the divine life, which is what we were created for. Do you remember how Lewis said it? He is not tame, but he is good. Aslan, the lion. That's how it is with our God. He is not tame. There is no safe space around him, but he is good. And when he says things that slay you, like the law, it's only that he might speak a word to you of resurrection and give you life again. And then when he brings you into that life, he brings you into a place where you'll never need an earthly safe place ever, ever again. And a person like that is a person who in their heart of hearts is living in the safe place, the forgiveness and mercy and love of God in Christ.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton on the church's sacred space versus the world's safe space. On the other side of the break, it's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback at issuesetc.org, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club in October and we'll send you a limited edition Here I Stand t-shirt. Find out more about our monthly or annual giving program at issuesetc.org. Just click the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Or call Craig, 618-223-8385. Join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by Reformation Day, and we'll send you a limited edition long sleeve shirt along with your other membership benefits. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have played the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. You call us and vote, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. Your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt and issues, etc. Travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. You can also send us your vote via email. We'll get it right here in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter @issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, the presidential candidates on partial birth abortion? Soundbite number two, Dr. Anthony Eslin on the term transgender woman. Soundbite number three, Dr. Thomas Korchak talking about educational theories. Are they neutral? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon contrasting the church's sacred space with the world's safe space. Let's go to the phones and talk with Patty, who listens in Mequon, Wisconsin. Hi, Patty.
Hi. I just wanted to thank you for playing Pastor Whedon's soundbite. I've been following what he's been saying throughout the week by listening to him talking about the church's sacred space versus the world's safe space, and I think that's really an important topic. I've been learning quite a bit from him as far as setting the Lord's table, and I just love his enthusiasm, and that soundbite kind of captured everything that he's trying to say. So I vote for that as my number one soundbite of the week.
Thank you very much, Patty. Thanks for listening up in Wisconsin. Let's see what Jan has to say in Clarksville, Tennessee. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Pastor Todd. And I have to say that even though you're even-keeled, Pastor Whedon makes up for any type of moderation that you have.
That's true.
So I'm going to vote for Pastor Whedon, and the reason being is that I love the fact that he makes mention of C.S. Lewis and Aslan, that God is good. He's not safe, but he's good, and that's just so important to understand when you've come from an evangelical background where, you know, God doesn't do anything bad to you. No, he doesn't do anything bad to you anyway, but he, you know, he doesn't let anything bad happen to you in the evangelical church.
Jan, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Tennessee. Dave votes for Dr. Esselin on the term transgender woman. Dave says he's absolutely right. So-called transgenderism, gender dysphoria, is merely pretending, costumes, and cosmetic surgery to enable someone more effectively to pretend that they are something that they are not. Ann listens in Crestwood, Missouri. Hi, Ann.
Oh, hi. I would normally vote for Will Whedon, but I was so satisfied to hear Donald Trump say what he said on across the country about abortion that I'm voting for the number one, Donald Trump.
All right, Ann, thank you very much, and thank you for listening in Crestwood. Here's Pat in Michigan. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I'm also going to vote for Donald Trump's soundbite, too, because I think it was good for the American people to hear the bluntness of ending a pregnancy right up to the end of 9 months, and just to hear the bluntness of that, even though he is blunt, but I think it was good for that to be so out there like that.
Pat, thank you, and thanks for listening in Michigan. Matthew votes for Pastor Will Whedon on the church's sacred space versus the world's safe space. Great blend of law and gospel, he says. Walther would be proud. Matt, thank you for your vote as well. The winner this week, according to your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, is soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon on the church's sacred space versus the world's safe space.
Oh, the world's safe spaces. Oh, protect me so I don't hear something that offends me. And so, you know, you rush to this place where the lies can just be continually told to you. The church is... it's not a safe space. It's not safe at all. It's so much better. I always think of the way that Willoughby put it for the Southeastern District years and years ago. I've told you this story 100 times, but I mean, he says, "I love your Lutheran theology of baptism, man. A visitor darkens the door of your church. You grab a hold of him and you say, oh man, that life you're living right now, it's not worth living. You come down here to the font. We're going to kill you and we're going to give you a brand new life, and that life will be worth the living." So this better than being safe is being holy. And the holy space is holy because this is where the Holy Spirit is at work to sanctify us by giving us faith in Christ and giving us a participation in the divine life, which is what we were created for. Do you remember how Lewis said it? He is not tame, but he is good. Aslan, the lion. That's how it is with our God. He is not tame. There is no safe space around him, but he is good. And when he says things that slay you, like the law, it's only that he might speak a word to you of resurrection and give you life again. And then when he brings you into that life, he brings you into a place where you'll never need an earthly safe place ever, ever again. And a person like that is a person who in their heart of hearts is living in the safe place, the forgiveness and mercy and love of God in Christ.
That's the winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, Pastor Will Wheaton, the church's sacred space versus the world's safe space. The winner of the LPR bundle package this week is Patty in Mequon. If you'd send us your mailing address and your church size, talk back at issuesetc.org. If you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider joining our monthly or annual giving program, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Membership benefits include a short sleeve I Have Issues t-shirt, books, broadcast transcripts, and advertising for your confessional Lutheran church. And if you join by Reformation Day, the 31st of October, we'll send you a limited edition Here I Stand long sleeve t-shirt. And you can find out more at issuesetc.org. Look for that picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Next week, it's Issues Etc. Reformation Week. This year's theme is Luther's Inner Circle. We will feature stories of Luther's father confessor, Johann von Staupitz, Luther's fellow reformer, Philip Melanchthon, Luther's pastor, Johannes Bugenhagen, Luther's princes, Frederick the Wise, John the Steadfast, and John Frederick the Magnanimous, and finally, Luther's wife, Katrina von Bora. Be sure to listen and share our short promotional video for Issues Etc. Reformation Week, issuesetc.org, or go to our Facebook fan page. It's posted there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Share it with all your friends and your fellow parishioners, facebook.com/issuesetc. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.